Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, praise the Lord. Men ought always to praise Him. You can praise yourself out of situations you sometimes can't pray yourself out of because your praise gets you on praying ground. Count your blessings. Remind God what He's done, and I tell you, while you're praising Him, you'll get encouraged because name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And He walks with us, and He talks with us. He leads us. We're following Him. He's with us. We're not just sent. Well, He's in the background. He is with us. He's by our side. And that's the wonderful thing about an omnipresent God. He can be everywhere. He knows everything. He's omniscient and He's omnipotent. Praise God. He has all power. Everything. He's Lord. He's boss. He's King. He's our Lord and Savior. And there's a lot of discussion about, well, how do you know it's God's will? Boy, you missed it that time. Well, now, I'm not going to tell you I've never missed it. I think you probably have. But I'll tell you, they're very few and far between since I've really walked with God, and I've learned some lessons because of that to be careful. Don't say God told me unless you feel right in the bottom of your heart. But I know that God has called me. I know He called me to give repentance, and I repented. Praise God, I confessed my sins, and He forgave my sins. Then I heard about complete surrender and dedication, commitment. Put everything on the altar. Well, maybe you think you got it all at once. I'm not going to argue doctrine with anyone. But I'll tell you, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. That word means set apart and made pure, cleansed. And our sins can be forgiven in our hearts. Not cleansed. The thief on the cross didn't have time to get baptized. He didn't get a second or third or fourth work, and he didn't have any religious phenomena. All he cried out is, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord said He would. And the Lord said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now that paradise wasn't heaven. And we get into some deep doctrine there that we won't take time to discuss. But that was in the nether world. Jesus didn't go to heaven from the cross. He went to heaven from the ascension. That's when He said, I haven't been to the Father yet. He says that in the Bible. And don't get tangled up or let theology and doctrine, just hunger and thirst after God. If you got a little temper that flies away on you, God can take care of that. Now, it doesn't say, well, you'll never be angry. It says you'll be angry and sin not. Jesus was angry. God has anger. We should be angry at wrong. Angry at sin. angry at the way things are, not content. Do we cry out? When I see the way our world government and our precious old United States of America, it just can't hardly believe that the land that I was brought up in just in my lifetime, back there in the 20s and the 30s, the schools, you weren't allowed to do a lot of things, and now they all do it and talk and the profanity, and I'll tell you, it just makes me cry before God that our nation be talking about same-sex marriages. That's an abomination to the Lord. Homosexuality is sin and wrong, and it should be against the law of the land, like it always used to be. And abortions, it's murder. It's taking a life. And murder is, you can kill without murdering. There's some deep doctrine right there. But it says not to murder. But he sent his people out to fight the enemy. And it's a war to the death with us. We're not going out slaying people, but we'll stand up against the wrong, taking the life of these millions of unborn babies is wrong. But in our lifetime, those things have happened. And so here we are among a bunch of Indians. And I've got to thinking about it. It's been over 500 years since the white man came to America. And old Columbus declared his main purpose in seeking out the new world was to take the gospel to the heathen. Well, we fail. We came with a Bible under our arm and a rifle on our shoulder, and we looked at these savages, and we knew we were better than they, and we were smarter, and we were this and that and the other thing. Race discrimination right from the beginning. We could recognize that they're unlearned, but we got mixed up trying to make white men out of them, educate them, and education will not save anybody's soul. It's finding Jesus. I wonder what would have happened down through the years. In the last 500 years, the best figures I've ever read in all of my life of working with Indians now for over 40 years is 7%. That was way back there. I just got some recent figures. The best polls today differ with each other, but they're between 3 and 5%. Part of it is there's more Indians than there used to be. Longer lives. Thanks to the white man's medicine, health habits, and a lot of the things, better living conditions. But we've not scratched the surface. Over 500 years, 3 to 5%. That's 3 to 5 people out of every 100 Indians profess to know Jesus Christ. So, neighbor, our work is cut out for us. And I'll tell you, it should put an urgency upon us how to do it. And we believe if they're hungry, feed them. If they're naked, clothe them. And it's so wonderful the way people are bringing things in, and we appreciate it. We appreciate your donations of food stuff, non-perishable. They can be cans or packages, but sugar, flour, beans, rice, you name it, anything that is food. And we have to buy all that stuff. We do not have a source where anything is given to us like that anymore. Used to have a big source, and we didn't even have to buy. We took by the truckloads at salvage groceries, but we can't get them anymore. And we're doing our best, but we're still getting out there with food. And we're so thankful for the potatoes that we're on the way of getting out there, and that's going to be big, and it's going to be a continuing thing. Praise God, bless that man over there, and calls himself God's Acres, and bless his heart. Old Don Butcher, he loves the Lord, and he's our brother, and he believes in us, and the help he's given us. And then, neighbor, the help from the businessmen, and we can find God's will, and he does know. And we'll be continuing that thought tomorrow. So I want you to tune in and keep it in line here. I don't want to ramble around, but I got to get you got to get the situation before you, the feel of it. Do you know what I mean by that? And I wished every one of you could make a trip out there and see with your own eyes the things this old preacher's talking about, and more people are being able to do it, and we're grateful for it. But God will let us know what to do. And we believe we're right on track. We believe we're obeying God. And thanks be unto God. There's a lot of people just like you, teammate, that feel the same way, and you're willing to put your prayers and your support behind the team with a cry in your heart, oh, Lord, let me get out there if I can do anything. Who knows what God's going to put together?
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.